Welcome into the Minor League Report on Scoops with DannyMac.com. In just a moment, we'll hear from Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. A couple of teams that were still in postseason play over the weekend, Peoria and Memphis. Memphis finishes up tonight. They have won the PCL championship, and now they'll compete for the AAA championship. We talk about Randy Arozarena. We'll get into Tommy Edman, Alex Mejia. Also, what happens with Stubby Clap tonight? This is presented by Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill, proud home of sports fans in St. Louis for over 28 years. 11 area locations. You're always close to a Hot Shots no matter where you are. So swing by. Great food, cold drinks, all the games, all the time. Get more info. Find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. And if you're watching baseball tonight, don't forget about all the Cardinal specials, food and drink during the baseball game. Had a chance to visit with John Mozeliak on Mondays with Mo, and we do that every Monday, a visit with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, and I asked him about his club at Peoria. They lost in the championship game, but there's some big names to be watching out for in the future.
You know, I think in a lot of ways they were, in a way, defined by Montero, who had just an enormous year there, and he carried it a lot for them. And then, of course, when we promoted him, we promoted Nolan Gorman up. But I do think, you know, young players on that team, like a Lucan Baker swings the bat, there's just a lot of excitement on this team. And, you know, when you start asking about, you know, who's knocking on the door for like Major League camp, I think this team, which is a young team, we're going to have to be a little bit more patient with. I mean, there's not someone on that club that stands out that you say, oh, you know, he might be the next Jordan Hicks. I mean, those are outliers. But, you know, ultimately I feel like what Chris Swager did with that club and how consistent they played throughout the year was very impressive.
That's John Mozeliak, and you can hear his entire conversation on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. This is also presented by Hair Salon for Men. Hair Salon's home base is St. Louis, where it was founded in 1997, and they now have 16 locations in the area. You receive a perfect haircut. Hair Salon keeps client notes on each customer, so on each visit, you can be assured that they know what you want and do that in the privacy of your own cutting station. On-the-house services include, with your haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and mint, complimentary shoe shine. All that for just $22. For an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage or neck shave. You need a haircut? Men, do it. Bring your kids. Bring your sons. It's Hair Salon for Men. Coming up, it's a visit with Brian Walton. We'll dive into what's happening with Memphis, a chance at another championship tonight.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com, and it's a big night for the Memphis Redbirds, a chance to win the AAA championship. They've won the PCL championship, and Brian, let's dive into Memphis. What happens tonight? Who starts? And what do you think plays out?
Well, you know, Memphis really did a fine job in winning the Pacific Coast League, defeating Fresno. And you know, I want to talk just for a minute about that because, you know, it was a tremendous effort for them to beat a team that, you know, looked like they would have a tough time against. And Randy Arozarena, the outfielder who spent part of the year back in Springfield, was phenomenal at the plate, had a three-run home run, made a great play defensively to save some other runs, and then he had another three-run home run in the eighth inning. And Jake Woodford, the young man we talked about before, really stepped up in this fourth game, threw seven and a third shutout innings against Fresno. So, you know, that was a huge lift. And then Tommy Edman, who was interestingly on Springfield's roster last year in the playoffs, but he was just a young guy called up sort of his roster filler from Springfield. This year Edmund spent most of the year at Springfield, was called up late in the season, and he and Arozarena were co-MVPs in the Pacific Coast League playoffs. And Edmund hit .469 in the playoffs, including three doubles, and he drove in six. So, you know, a lot of times in the playoffs, sometimes, you know, it's guys that you don't necessarily expect and you know, think they're going to come through. Another one, Alex Mejia, you know, the infielder. We saw him come up to St. Louis before, and while he was great defensively, he just wasn't ready for the major leagues offensively. Stubby Clapp has put Mejia in the cleanup spot, and Mejia hit .382 in the playoffs. So, you know, it's the guys are maybe different names that were doing it before, but the Redbirds have won consecutive PCL title for the first time, and that is quite a big deal. And to be honest with you, I'm a little bit surprised they were able to pull it off, but it shows that both the players and the coaching staff did a fine job.
I'm curious about Woodford. You mentioned him and the great outing that he had. Where's he at, Brian, in terms of the potential of being a major leaguer, and describe a little bit about his repertoire and his background.
Jake Woodford was a first rounder out of high school, not unlike like Jack Flaherty. And so, you kind of draw the parallels, and Flaherty has more dominating stuff than Woodford. Woodford's more of a control guy, not blistering heat. But he's, has been a guy who's been challenged all along, put at higher levels than his age. And, really this year he was moved to Memphis probably before he was ready. But as we saw, the domino moves of other pitchers required guys to come up. And so, Woodford probably needs another year in Memphis, but it wouldn't be surprising for him to make his major league debut for St. Louis sometime in the 2019 season. And he has the potential to be probably a back-end starter in the major leagues. But, with the rich pitching the Cardinals have, it'll be interesting to see whether some of these guys become relievers or whether they end up being trade fodder to try to improve the team in other areas.
In spring training, I was really impressed with Randy Arozarena and Adolis Garcia. Got a chance to play a bunch. Arozarena, go a little bit more into his year and what he was able to do this season in the Cardinals minor leagues.
Well, Arozarena, Adolis Garcia is more of a power hitter. He's more of a slugger. He can put the ball over the fence. Arozarena is more of a balanced guy, and he has speed. So he can steal bases. He can take the extra base. Very, very strong defensively. Could play some center, I think, but maybe he's more likely a corner guy. He's a guy that if he's not going to be a starter in the major leagues, he could be a very valuable guy off the bench because he's versatile. He can do a lot of things for you. But again, the position is pretty jammed for the Cardinals, so we'll have to see what happens next year when you get the young guys like Tyler O'Neill and Bader and Adolis Garcia ahead of him, and then Lane Thomas, the guy we talked about, kind of coming right up behind. So the good news is the Cardinals are going to have a lot of options, and better than I do, Dan, injuries come, opportunities come when you least expect it. So Arozarena is a guy, he's not on the 40-man roster yet like Garcia is, but at some point in time, I wouldn't be surprised to see him in St. Louis next year.
How about Tommy Edmond and what position he plays for fans that don't know, and his growth, as you mentioned earlier, has been spectacular. Would he be a guy that would be blocked at some point? How do you think that plays out for him?
Well, Tommy Edmond came up as a shortstop, originally a shortstop from Stanford, so a college player, very mature. He gets extremely high marks for his knowledge of the game and his leadership. And one of the things the Cardinals did with him all along is had him play multiple positions. So he's another guy like Adaro Munoz who can really play all over the infield. And that is a tremendous benefit when you look at calling a guy up versus a Max Schrock who only played second base. Now, they have had him play a little third, too, by the way, just as a side point. But the point is, if you got an Edmund who can come up and he can play short, he can play second base, he can play third base, that's the kind of guy you want to have as the 25th man on your roster to potentially play late in games. Again, Edmund is not on the 40-man. He doesn't have extensive AAA experience yet, so he'll likely start next season at Memphis, but he's another guy, his injuries hit on the infield, he could easily make his major league debut during 2019.
It'll be interesting after the game tonight what kind of moves the Cardinals will make. They'll have a day game in Atlanta tomorrow, then the off day on Thursday, and the roster again could be expanded by Friday. Who are those on the 40-man that you think, Brian, that could get the call-up, and who are those that maybe aren't on it that maybe are added some way, somehow, before this season is over for the St. Louis Cardinals?
Yeah, it's an interesting trade-off, Dan. You've seen and heard it as well. You want to have as many guys as you can available, but you don't want to have too many guys just standing around. And right now, St. Louis already has 34 active players on the roster. But you look at the bullpen and you say, hey, the bullpen can always use more help. The most obvious guy who's on the 40-man already who's pitched well for Memphis is Giovanni Gallegos, the right-hander that came over from the Yankees in the Voit trade. But they can also use help from the left side. And Genesis Cabrera, interesting guy, only 21 years old, came over from Tampa Bay in the Tommy Pham trade, and he was starting at Springfield. But they brought him up to Memphis to pitch in relief in the Pacific Coast League playoffs. And Cabrera has to be added to the 40-man roster this winter to be protected from the Rule 5 draft, and he almost certainly would be. So, you know, I could see if the Cardinals can find a way to free up a 40-man roster spot to bring up both Gallegos and Cabrera, perhaps, to help the bullpen here in the final couple weeks of the regular season.
Well, another team I wanted to ask you about, Peoria, did not win their championship, but obviously, Brian, a very, very good year.
Yeah. Manager Chris Swager and the Peoria Chiefs had a tremendous year. They made it all the way to the finals. They lost in four games. And, you know, what happened, it was just the opposite of Memphis. You know, Memphis played the first two games on the road in the finals, and they managed to split. And anytime you can split in those first two games on the road, that puts you in a strong position. You know, you only got to win two out of three at home. Well, Peoria lost their first game at home, and they had a lot of trouble with Bowling Green's pitching. Interestingly enough, they're also a Tampa Bay affiliate, just like the Durham Bulls, who Memphis is playing tonight in the AAA championship. But anyway, Peoria only batted 185 in the four games of the playoffs. They only scored five runs in four games. So, you know, it's pretty obvious when you're not scoring runs, you're going to have a hard time winning. They struck out 26% of the time. So, and they also then had some defensive lapses, which is unfortunate. Peoria had six errors in the five games. Nolan Gorman made a couple of throwing errors at third base. So while the pitching was relatively good, they had a 3.18 ERA, the offense and the defense let them down. And so Peoria finished a strong season, but they unfortunately lost in the Midwest League playoffs. But of the nine, you know, Cardinals minor league teams, five made the playoffs, three made the finals, and, of course, Memphis Redbirds are the champions.
It started in Wayno's garden, spread to my kitchen, caught fire with the team, and now imagine the whole city eating my salsa.
Introducing Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa, available only at Schnucks and in stores now.
Dan, people always ask me, Matt, you're hitting the most home runs of your career. You could be the MVP, and the Cardinals are on fire. Is it really because of the salsa? And I tell them, yes.
So swing by Schnucks and pick up Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. Go to Schnucks and go loco, folks, with Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. Pretty amazing. And I think, you know, and you're a guy that covers this day in and day out. And clearly, Stubby Clapp and his staff and others and their staff deserve a lot of credit. But there's a guy that oversees this and promotes aggressively, really a couple, when you think about it. It's Mo and it's Michael Gersh, but you know, it's a guy like Gary LaRocque that's down there and seeing these kids every day and getting the reports and pushing. That's something that you find with the Cardinals system. If you can play, they're going to push you. They're going to continue to push you until you make it and can't make it. I mean, that's something that has really stood out to me, Brian, with the Cardinals system, the fact that they are giving these kids a chance.
Absolutely, Dan, and you're right. Gary LaRocque deserves a lot of credit. He's a guy behind the scenes. A lot of folks don't know him. They wouldn't know his face if they saw him. But John Mozeliak and Michael Gersh have a lot of trust, as they should, in Gary LaRocque, you know, running the farm system, running player development, you know, selecting the coaches, deciding which players go to which levels and which guys you can push, which guys you need to ease back on. Again, Gary's been in the, you know, organization for like 10 years now, and there's a reason that his name's come up as a general manager candidate for the New York Mets, because not only has he had success in player development, he's coached, he's managed, he's been a scout. You know, he's been in front offices, he's run drafts, so, you know, he's a valuable, valuable guy in the Cardinals system, and he is very much a hands-on player. Every time I'm out traveling, I end up bumping into Gary in one of the minor league cities somewhere, because he's out, you know, watching the players, talking with the coaches. He's really a hands-on guy, and he's a tremendous asset for the organization.
And finally, Brian, how about tonight? This is it for Memphis, one game to try to win that championship. Who they have going, and what do you expect to see tonight?
You know, it's an opportunity for Memphis and Stubby Clapp. They've won everything that they could. Interestingly, Stubby Clapp was a player with some guy named Albert Pujols on the 2000 Redbirds that won their first Pacific Coast League title. So Stubby's been there a lot, but Memphis hasn't beaten Durham in the first two times they played in this one-game AAA National Championship, including last year. So, you know, Memphis wants to finish their season on a high note with a win in this game, which is going to be held in Columbus, Ohio tonight. And they're playing, as I said, the Durham Bulls, which is Tampa Bay's top affiliate, the same team they played last year. The Redbirds are sending Kevin Hergett to the mound, and Hergett started both of the first games in the semifinals and the finals. Stubby has a lot of confidence in Hergett. He calls him his bulldog. But, you know, Hergett is a guy who's a swing man. He's probably not going to be a major leaguer, but, you know, he just gets the job done. And with all the turnover, he ended up leading the team in starts, innings pitched, strikeouts, quality starts. So, you know, Hergett's done a nice job when called upon, and he'll be facing a Taiwanese pitcher, a 24-year-old named Chi Wei Hu, who has thrown 12 innings so far in the playoffs, only allowed 200 runs. So it could be a game that should be very, very close tonight. And that game is on the NBC Sports Network. It starts at 6 o'clock Central Time, so if folks want to catch the first few innings of that game before the pregame show and the game on Fox Midwest tonight, they can do that.
Boy, you're getting smooth when you promote Fox Midwest and then making sure you can watch the minor league game. I mean, you're getting really smooth on this.
Hey, how about that?
I love it. Brian, thanks so much. We'll talk to you on Friday. Great stuff as always.